Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Sentinel Coffee, serving Southeast with locally roasted organic coffee and door-to-door delivery. More at sentinelcoffee.com. Our first guests are a couple of devotees to yoga. We have Jody Dixon, the owner of the Yoga Path, and also a yoga instructor, and David Moore, a yoga student. He's also a nurse practitioner, and he's going to be giving a presentation this Friday night from 6 to 7 about the benefits of yoga. Welcome to the show, you two.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's nice to have you here. So the Yoga Path, Jody, tell us about it.
We're a studio that has been open for about 4.5 years, and we have a very full schedule every day of the week. We have classes and everything from very beginner to fairly advanced, including teacher training. And our early morning program is sort of my baby, so I'm there very early in the morning, and that's a program that David's been involved with, so I've got to see his transformation over the last 2 years.
Got it. And remind us where you are.
We are at 5326 Sean Drive, so that's in Lemon Creek.
And what's near there?
We're just down the street from the Grind Coffee Shop, or a little further down the street, the Alaska Brewing Company.
Okay. David Moore, tell us about your involvement with yoga.
Well, you know, my first remembrance of – I always found this kind of humorous, but my first exposure to yoga was as a very young child. My father had this – we had this cellar, and there was a bunch of books in it, and I picked up this book about yoga, and I was all excited. I was looking through it, and I didn't know what I was looking at, and all these interesting poses of people putting themselves in body positions, and one was the lion's pose, and so I was trying to do that. I took it up to my father, and he's like, oh, that stuff's really hard. And I thought, well, I don't know. And so I don't know. But that was my first exposure as a kid, you know, to see the lion's pose with somebody's tongue stuck out. And it's just kind of funny to look back upon that. But I guess it really started probably about 10 years ago, maybe a little bit longer, in Knoxville, Tennessee. I had a friend. Well, he wasn't my friend at the time. He became my friend because I went to his studio. It was a small studio, very small studio, and I practiced there for about a year before it shut down, and then did yoga on and off for several years, mostly off, some on. And then when I moved to Juneau about 2.5 years ago, I started looking for a studio and found the Yoga Path. So that's kind of how it all got to today.
Got it. So I think when I think of yoga, I think of flexibility, among mm-hmm. other things, you know, paying attention to your breathing, being mindful, those kind of things. What else has yoga done for you?
Well, I guess the mindfulness, the amount of headspace that gets created in yoga is what really attracted to me to yoga more than doing the poses. I think that's true for a lot of people. I know the person who was my first instructor, he said he hated it when he first started, you know. But that's what really drew me to yoga. And then particularly the style of yoga that Jody teaches is Ashtanga yoga. That's what the early morning classes are. And it's a very specific set of poses or asanas that have specific breaths, specific, of course, the movement, and you also have a specific place that you're supposed to gaze. And so developing that practice takes some time to learn how to do it. And but it's not like a lead class. So a lead class is where somebody stands in front of the class and tells you what to do. Initially, you're taught what to do, but then you start doing the practice on your own, and so that you are able to develop this mindfulness during the practice, as opposed to someone kind of leading you there. So it becomes your own practice.
Got it. And how would you describe that headspace?
Well, some days it's there, some days it's not. I mean, and you have to come to realize that that's okay. But I know that it affects me because there's been times I've wanted to quit. My wife says, no, you can't quit because it benefits you so much. It's the headspace is more of a calmness of mind. Not that I'm always there. You know, it's the process of being in yoga that does that over time. You know, it's not that you go there and you reach, you know, what some people call nirvana or something like that, or samadhi. Is that correct, Joe?
Mm-hmm.
State of ecstasy. This is the kind of the highest level of achievement in yoga, but it's a very slow process. But I guess what other – I guess the talk is a combination this Friday of yoga and weight loss. I can absolutely say that yoga has transformed my physical body. The other thing that coincided at the same time was I recognized that I was a compulsive overeater, which – I consider to be a disease. So began to recognize that and then began seeking help and have sought help and have help on a day-to-day basis and eat nutritiously. And over the course of the past couple of years, have dropped about 166 pounds. You know, it's interesting. This is the third time in my life that I've lost over 100 pounds. But what's most interesting this time is that at my current weight, which is about 190, I look thinner than I did at the lowest weights I've been, and that was about 180. And I attribute that to yoga. It's amazing what yoga has done to transform my physical body as well as my mind.
Jody, I think a lot of us think of weight loss and sort of aerobic exercise. Is yoga a path to losing weight? Is that common?
I don't think there's really anything common about a long-term yoga practice. I think each person is so unique. It's hard to say what's, you know, common. That's it gets to be too broad of a stroke. I feel like anyone that sticks with the practice consistently, the awareness that David's talking about will help each and every person with whatever aspect needs improvement, whatever area of their life they desire to have more improvement. And with whatever area you're wanting to have improvement with, that usually leads to, you know, more happiness and a little bit more motivation to go to yoga even when it's hard. So it's not I would say it is common for people to want to quit because it's not easy to do it consistently, especially this morning program that we're talking about. Mysore practice is that name comes from the place in India where this method, started. So initially, like the yoga immersion, a 6-week class or a 4-week class, which David started. So I get people through the first part of the sequence, and then they get to add on and practice at their own pace. So it's wonderful that people of all ages and all sizes get to move at their own pace and at the intensity that is appropriate for them. So I've seen David practice over the last 2 years, and yes, he practices with focus, but someone might think, wow, he lost 165 pounds. That must be like boot camp yoga. And I mean, he was sweating at times, but he wasn't like crazy yoga sizing.
So there are physical benefits, but correct me if I'm wrong, it almost sounds like it sort of just puts you in the headspace or a mindful place where you can make healthy choices in your life.
Yes, that's a big part of it. Okay. And I would say that the longer you practice it, the more it does that it gives you more motivation to become healthier as physically as well as mentally.
Okay. In addition to coming to listen to David's talk this Friday from 6 to 7 at the Yoga Path, Jody, if somebody wanted to come and practice with you, what would be the best time to try if they're a novice, let's say?
There's my two most common classes that I recommend to new people would be a restorative class, which we have on the weekends, 10:30 a.m. is the start. Or if they are looking for a daily practice, the morning program I find is usually more successful for most people because in the evenings you've already had your whole day and there's so many things that can derail your plan. When you practice yoga first thing in the morning, you're getting that headspace to take with you throughout your day, which is pretty amazing. So yes, family members like spouses are like, yes, you should go to yoga. Please, please go to yoga.
So this is 10:30 in the morning on Saturdays?
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then the morning program, basically it's pretty early, 5:30 a.m. to 7:30 a.m. You don't have to stay there for the whole 2 hours, but it's a flexible, self-paced practice.
And David, how many days a week on average do you practice these days?
Three.
Yeah.
3 to 4. Okay. It's varied a lot, but 3 to 4 is – I'd like to be at 6, but
– How about you, Jody?
5 days, Monday through Friday pretty much, and then the weekends are for nature meditation outside doing something.
If you're just tuning in, that's the voice of Jody Dixon. She's the owner of The Yoga Path, also an instructor, and we've been speaking with David Moore. He's going to be speaking this Friday from 6 to 7 at The Yoga Path. Can you give us the address again, please?
Yeah, we're at 5326 Sean Drive, and that's just down the street from the Alaskan Brewing Company in Lemon Creek.
Got it. What's the title of your talk, David? What did you say?
I think it's just yoga and weight loss.
Yeah. All right. I found you pretty easy on the web, The Yoga Path.
Yeah, on theyogapath.com.
Is there a cost for coming on Friday night?
There's an optional donation, $5, that would go towards the nonprofit foundation Trini organization, and they support memberships for people that are wanting to use yoga for sobriety.
Okay. Anything else that either of you would like to add?
If there's any desire to do yoga, just start. You don't have to wait for anything.
All right. Thanks, you too.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.